Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome back to my Friday Five. It is so lovely to be back on the airwaves and thank you for having me in your own little bit of personal airspace here today. Well, I bring you more great gut health news today and a free gift for absolutely everyone. Yes, you heard that right. Not often I get the chance to say that. Free for everybody, so stay tuned. I have an update on the COVID-19 symptom tracker app. I've got some launch news for my new wellbeing magazine and some lovely feedback. But first, the main story of the week has been the scandalous revelation that some of the HRT estrogen gel that's widely prescribed by British pharmacies and actually across Europe as well is simply ineffective and is not working. Now, this all came to light on the Instagram feed of a menopause doctor I follow called Dr. Zoe Hodson, otherwise known on Instagram as the Manchester Menopause Hive. And she's actually well worth a follow because she has a wicked sense of humour and is always making dresses out of curtains and things. So anyway, so she is well worth a follow. And I picked up on her Instagram last week that she was having problems in getting hold of something called estrogel. And that's the regular estrogen gel that's part of her HRT, used by many, many women, myself included. And the pharmacist wanted to give her something called Estradose, which looks the same. It has the same ingredients listed on the pack, and it's even made by the same company. That's Bessin's Healthcare. But, and it's a big but, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work in the same way at relieving symptoms. And in some cases, it transpires, it doesn't seem to work at all. Now, this is still work in progress. So it may be that there are some versions of Estradose that do work, or maybe they work for some. But for a significant number who are now aware of this, they are questioning why they are being prescribed something called Estradose as an estrogen gel that isn't working. Well, when Dr. Zoe questioned this and she said, no, I don't want the Estradose, I want the Estragel that I've been prescribed, she found the pharmacist's attitude incredibly patronising because she was questioning why these two seemingly identical products should be so different, with one that works and one that just doesn't. So she was treated with condescension as a mad, batty, middle-aged, menopausal woman. You know the stereotype. You may have had to battle it yourself. And presumably the pharmacist didn't realise that he was, in fact, speaking to one of the UK's top menopause specialist GPs. Anyway, long story short, she has managed to get, by borrowing from a friend, some of the original Estragel, and lo and behold, her very severe menopausal symptoms disappeared overnight when given the right stuff. And by the way, these included seriously blurred vision, which made it impossible for her to work, impossible to drive a car, even to get down the stairs safely. So we're not just, in inverted commas, talking about a few hot flushes. As is so often, symptoms of low levels of estrogen can be absolutely debilitating and in some cases life-limiting. So anyway, I picked up on this because I read Dr. Zoe's posts on her Instagram and I decided to post about this on my own daily Instagram Live and my Facebook Live last Wednesday. And I asked if anybody else had any issues regarding Estradose and to please let me know in the comments. And I thought I might get a few, maybe. I mean, after all, how many people are using these things and how many, if they are using them, are going to have a problem? Well, honestly, I was just blown away, unfortunately, in a bad way. I've had literally hundreds of comments on this, many from women who are saying that they thought they were going mad because they've been questioning why their new pack of estrogen gel hasn't been relieving their symptoms. Many others simply said that when they were prescribed this, when first going on to HRT, they abandoned the whole thing because they just simply assumed that HRT wasn't going to work for them, didn't have any effect. Many of the comments I picked up on were for women saying they'd had their night sweats returning, anxiety levels increasing, achy joints returned, increased incidence of recurrent cystitis and UTIs. That was a very common comment. And actually all the common menopause and perimenopause symptoms that are so easily fixed by replacing lowering levels of estrogen. So if you are on Instagram, do please take a look at my posts on that. You will find me at Lizelle Me. It really does make for very shocking reading, and most of those posts were from last week. So what's the answer? Well, we have actually yet to get to the bottom of it all. But in the meantime, if you are being prescribed the gel form of estrogen, you can ask your GP to specify estrogel on the prescription. And that's not just estradiol, which is the generic name of the hormone, because if they put that on the prescription, you might get estradose or something else. And just to be safe, as well as saying estrogel, which is the one you want, you have to ask for no PI to be written down. And this is something that I've learnt. Honestly, it's been a bit of a steep learning curve this last week or so. No PI on a prescription means no parallel imports. Now, parallel imports are often made by the same company, but they may be differently packaged. They're supposed to be the same licensed medication, identical in every way, but sometimes they're not. They might be produced in a different factory. They might be, for example, stored in different conditions at different temperatures. And that's something that can affect gels in particular. Now, parallel imports are very common. They're certainly a bit cheaper, which is why pharmacies stock them. Unfortunately, it does also seem to come down to bottom line and money at the end of the day. But all pharmacies can get estrogel in stock. They simply have to have an account with the right wholesaler. So if you get pushback from your pharmacist who says, I can't get estrogel, I can only get estradose, you say, no, no, you can get it. And if you go to Dr. Zoe's Instagram page, which is Manchester Menopause Hive, you will see on there everything that the pharmacist needs to know. I think there are three wholesalers where you can get it from, and it even gives you the PIP number that they key into their computer systems to bring up the proper estrogel. So some pharmacies are better than others, and I'll be talking about that in a moment, about how to find a really good pharmacy, because this has actually thrown up all kinds of issues, isn't it? It's honestly, it's like pulling a piece of string out of a ball of tangled wool. You just sort of pull it and pull it and pull it, and eventually you realise that there is just more and more and more tangled stuff underneath to unravel. Well, we do need to spread the word far and wide on this. So if you have been affected, you need to report it to the MHRA, and you can do this very easily by downloading something called the Yellow Card app. And it's from the MHRA. It's got a little yellow square symbol if you go to the App Store with little black dots on it, and it's their reporting app. And it's actually a really handy app to have if you're having any kind of prescribed medicines, because you can fill in your details and the batch number of any medicine that you think might be suspect or you've had a side effect from, and you ping it off to them. And I know for a fact that scores, if not hundreds of women, have already done this, maybe even thousands. And so with this in front of them, hopefully the MHRA will have to act. They might even issue a product recall. But there is news on this front, because I did warn you, it gets complicated. And so for an update, I am really delighted to be joined now by the actual Dr. Zoe Hodson, otherwise known as the Manchester Menopause Hive. Welcome, Zoe.
Lovely to virtually meet you again.
I know. Well, it's like, you know, you are my menopause bezzy at the moment, but we've never actually met IRL, as they say. So, but I do feel it, though. I know you very well, and I certainly know the contents of your medicine cupboard very well. Because this was an extraordinary thing, wasn't it? Uncovering the fact that estradose is being given in place of estrogel. And of course, it says on the pack that it's exactly the same thing. So pharmacists will go, yeah, go on, it's just the same, stop making a fuss, when of course you know that it isn't, because it's not working. And it's not just you, is it? There have been By now, there must be hundreds. And I know there are various forums like Diane Danziebrink with the Menopause Network Support Group, I think it's called, on Facebook. Again, this is an issue that's been talked about. And one of the things I've noticed that you've talked about recently, and you've even shown pictures, is that there are pumps of estradose in circulation, over-labeled with an estragel label. So you may look at your pump, you know, me even running upstairs to the bathroom as you're listening to this, having a look and go, oh, phew, that's okay, because mine says estragel. But when you peel back the label underneath, it says it's actually estradose.
I have no idea. And I think this is what makes it so hard in the pharmacies as well, isn't it? Because you're standing there trying to say, this is not estragel. And they're looking a bit confused and saying, but it says estragel on the label.
Yes, and you have to stand there and literally peel off labels.
Yeah, peeling off labels of bottles.
And they're often in estragel boxes too, aren't they?
I mean, the ones that I received, it did say estradose on the box.
Right.
But then I had another look last night and the estradose box has an estragel leaflet inside.
It is.
It doesn't mention estradose on the leaflet whatsoever. And I fail to understand how that can be allowed.
Yes. I mean, it does seem like classic misrepresentation. I'm not sure what other areas of, well, any kind of product, let alone healthcare, where that would be allowed. But of course, Bessin's Healthcare, who I know both you and I are in touch with now, say that it's the same product, it's made in the same factory, it's packed in the same pouches that then go inside the pump. But it seems then that mm-hmm. what happens is after a manufacturer has made their product, they then have it bought by various, I don't know, subsidiary distributors who can then repack it and relabel it as their own, or not as their own, but with a different name. And they may be storing it in a different way, so it may be getting hot, or it may be getting cold, or, I don't know, it may be shaken up during transportation. I mean, who knows what can happen that will affect the sensitivity of something like this. So this...
And that's what's going to be the thing, doesn't it? That Bessin's lose control over it at source. So I think something must be happening, mustn't it, on that journey?
And I'm curious, actually, to know, as somebody who was involved in a previous life making toiletry products, for example, in skincare, how you can sell something more cheaply that's exactly the same. So it's the same product, they're saying. We make it the same way. It's in the same pouch. We simply put the pouch into a different pump, and the pump has a different colour cap. Well, you know, this is the sort of the scandal, if you like, of parallel imports, that we're getting second-rate products potentially, or maybe even not. But what's the issue with parallel imports? Because you are also a GP, so you are well used to prescribing a wide range of products. Why would you prescribe a parallel import, or why would you put non-parallel import, non-PI, on a prescription?
So I think as a GP, I mean, I had absolutely no awareness of this, and I know that there is always pressure because it generally sort of saves money with the NHS. So there's pressure to prescribe generically. So you prescribe the ingredient, and then it's up to the pharmacy as to which one they dispense. And of course, there've been stock shortages with lots of different things. So certain eczema creams and blood pressure tablets and all, it wasn't just the HRT. There were lots and lots of things that we were having trouble with. And if you gave a generic prescription, it meant that the pharmacist could find the brand that they get hold of, which seems really sensible.
Yes.
It means that you're not waiting.
Not waiting and not wasting money. I mean, I know from my point of view, if ever I'm buying ibuprofen, I will always buy generic ibuprofen for, you know, 60-70p a pack. I'm not going to spend the money on Nurofen and all the marketing, because it's the same tablet that's in the little blister pack. But of course, when you get issues like this, then there is potential for what's in the pack not actually being identical.
Yes. And I think, especially with lots of different things, but especially with hormones, it's so important, isn't it, to keep consistency.
Yes. I mean, they are so sensitive.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. I'm Craig Robinson, co-host of the Ways to Win podcast, alongside my good friend John Calipari. I've been on the go recently. Phoenix, Kansas City, Chicago. If you're like me and have a home but aren't always at home, you have an Airbnb. Hosting your home or a spare room is a very practical side hustle. If you live in a big game town, you can Airbnb your place for fans to stay in. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Now, talk us through this yellow card app, because when we first talked about this online, and you've mentioned it on your Instagram and I've mentioned it on mine, it was simply a case of you have to download the yellow card app from the MHRA and you fill in your details and you report the fact that you've been using Estradose and not Estragel and you've got your symptoms have returned, it's not working, whatever it is, and you send it off. But now it seems that it's not quite that simple, is it?
I think I had a look at it the other night because the lady who I spoke to from Bezin said that when people were putting Bezins on, which is what I thought we had to do at the beginning, it was all going to them. It will still go to the MHRA. If there is a, so what you need to do is the distribution company that should be alerted to this. So right. For mine, it was a company called Chemilines. So as long as you put the batch number on, it should be tracked back to the provider.
Right. So obviously what we're saying here is it
will go through to the right place.
So it may not be an issue with Bezins, because after all, they're making Estragel. So presumably they know how to do it properly.
Yes.
Because they can and they do with Estragel.
Yes.
What we need to do is track down the companies that are using these parallel imports. So as Dr. Zoe says, if you check your label, check for the name of this service provider, because they are the people who need to be traced, presumably to see what's gone wrong, see what's gone wrong within the pack.
Yes, and I think that's the thing, because again, historically, the yellow card was in the back of the BNF, and we know
what's the BNF,
The British National Formulary, so the drug directory, and you would pull out a yellow card from the back of that and you had to post it off. And again, nobody wants to bother their GP at the moment with things like that because we know they're incredibly busy. So I think that limited, and I didn't realise that it had moved. So it was a pharmacist friend of mine who said, oh, no, there's an app now where you can do it. So I think that's brilliant, because it means that these companies, so they may not have known, we'll give the benefit of the doubt, there was an issue with this because women, our worry is that women will have just given up with HRT with this, hasn't been effective. So what should happen now is when women are reporting it, and this is why we're really encouraging women who have had side effects with the Estradose, if you're fine with it, then stay with it. But if you've had side effects and noticed your symptoms returning, then the provider needs to know. So hopefully with the batch number, that will go to the right person, because Bezins don't actually have control over that side of the industry. They are purely for Estragel. And the Estragel is out of their control.
Is not the one that we're talking about. So does that mean then that if you've been following this sorry saga for a while and you've downloaded the yellow card app and you've filled it in with your details, should you actually go back and resubmit using the importer or the other supplier details rather than putting Bezins Healthcare, put the actual name of the producer?
Okay. Yeah, I think that would be really helpful. Because we need it to go to the right. I think a lot of it should be traceable through the batch number. Just having a little look back, and again, the people at Bezins have been really they've been wonderful, because they've obviously received a lot of emails, and
they need to know. And ultimately, it is their product, and it has their name on it as the manufacturer. And I'm sorry that the buck does stop there. You can't just make something and release it into the marketplace and then not be accountable for it. So it's great to chat to you, Zoe. I have a feeling this story may run and run. So hopefully we can connect again and one day actually maybe meet. I'd love to see those skirts that you're making out of curtain fabrics. They look so great.
I know. Well, I've got a duvet cover on today again. So.
Yes.
The other thing, can I just say quickly, we have come up.
Yes,
so on the Menopause Doctor website, if you search, I just think, because obviously it's people are taking my Instagram posts and waving them at various pharmacists, which is much easier. We've done a leaflet now, and it's on the Menopause Doctor website. So if you search Estradose, it just summarizes all of the information that we've got so far, and you can print that the pharmacy or the GP to hopefully give some clarification and make this journey a little easier.
Thank you. And that's what we're all about, isn't it? Let's make this journey a little easier for all of us. Thank you, Zoe. Take care. Bye now.
Bye.
And of course, all this raises a bigger question of parallel imports. And one comment I picked up on my Instagram comments was from a lady who wrote, "My husband is a paraplegic and has nerve damage, and we've often noticed that his tablets are changed to a different brand and foreign packaging. We were suspicious that this was the pharmacist using cheaper brands at times, and it may very well explain his varying pain levels. Menopausal women and anyone needing medicines need them for a reason and deserve to know they're getting the treatment actually prescribed. Think this may be a far bigger issue than appearing. We'll definitely be asking the GP to add non-PI to his prescription." And unfortunately, non-PI is not without its perils, because GPs are sometimes not allowed to, or certainly reluctant, because it does add to the cost. But of course, bottom line, we need to get well, don't we? Well, there have been reports that the Estragel smells different from Estradose, and it seems to have a thicker consistency. And that is something that I'm going to be taking up with Bessons. I'm now personally in touch. I actually have emails from Bessons with named individuals on. So watch this space for more news. Well, in other news, I picked up on a bit more on the news wires about the continuing importance of gut health and microbiome research. And scientists are continuing to confirm the connection between gut health and mental health. And it's been reported that those living with inflammatory bowel disease, otherwise known as IBD, have more than twice the risk of developing dementia in the latest study to link our gut health and neurological diseases. And this is thought to be due to the two-way communication between our brain and our microbiome. It's known as the gut-brain axis. And we know that those with Parkinson's disease may have oddly folded proteins in the gut that can travel up the vagus nerve to the brain. And now scientists are saying that those with IBD, which are inflammatory conditions, including ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease, have a greater chance of developing dementia and also tend to be diagnosed with dementia earlier than others. So yet another reason why we need to be stocking up on the 5Ks that I talk about so often here. And they are, of course, you know them, kefir, kombucha, kraut, kimchi and kamut, otherwise known as sourdough. But I can't call it sourdough, because then it wouldn't be the 5Ks, would it? It would be the 4Ks and an S, and that wouldn't be nearly as nifty to say. Now, lots of free recipes over on LizelleWellbeing.com for all of those 5Ks, if you fancy taking a look and getting fermenting. And speaking of which, this week, little fanfare, please, sees the launch of my brand new ebook. It is called A Happier, Flatter Tum. Who doesn't want one of those? And it is yours, absolutely free, no charge, honestly, totally gratis to everyone who would like to download it during the entire month of July. And I really can't speak highly enough of this guide, which I put together with the help of my senior health writer, Ellie Smith, here at Lizelle Wellbeing. She's brilliant. It's a brilliant guide. It really is absolutely jam-packed with everything you need to know about reducing bloating, sorting out digestive issues, and importantly, how we can shed those lockdown pounds now that summer is here, with the help of some prebiotic and probiotic microbes. All you have to do is head to lizardwellbeing.com and you can download your free copy and feel free, using that word again, free, to widely share the link with friends and family. It's an important message to get out there and it'll be completely free for everyone, as I say, during the month of July 2020, if you are listening to this in real time. Thereafter, it will be available on the website, but you will have to buy it for £4.99. Just like my other ebooks, which include, of course, those covering the menopause, getting fitter and staying stronger, and let's not forget the truth about HRT. Such a good one, quite possibly the best £4.99 you ever spend, that one. Now, this week, I also contributed to the COVID-19 symptom tracker. This was developed by Professor Tim Spector in association with the company Zoe. And as lockdown is eased and we start to return to normal life, woohoo, with less social distancing and more travel, thank goodness, I was asked if I would join with other people in the media and celebrities such as Jotam Ottolenghi, Hugh Bonneville, Ronnie Anne Connor and others to highlight some of the things that we can do to stay safe, such as hand washing with soap, covering mouth and nose if in crowds, when to get tested, etc., etc. So if you would like to watch our little video clips, they're quite fun, you can do this by heading to their COVID-19 symptom tracker app. It's a very useful resource. You can take part in important Health of the Nation research, but it's also packed with interesting facts and figures. You simply log on daily and report how you feel and whether you've had any symptoms or not. And it's something that goes into big anonymous global data, just helping to track the pandemic. And you can also go to their website to have a look at the film clips, and that's covid19.joinzoe.com, and you'll find more details on the Lizard Wellbeing website. Well, that is it for now. Don't forget that you can continue to watch me on my Instagram TV and my Facebook Lives every day of the week, except Thursdays and Sundays at the moment. I go live at 12:30, that's UK time, for 30 minutes or so. And I'm really enjoying this live connection with everyone. And we share so many lovely, uplifting, inspiring things. If you haven't tuned in yet, we've got recipe demos in my kitchen at home to fashion updates, wellness, news, boudoir beauty in my bedroom. You'll find it all there, both live at the time and then safely saved for catch up on both Lizelle Me on Instagram and also the Lizelle Wellbeing magazine Facebook page. And we do also upload to the Lizelle Wellbeing channel on YouTube. And we're going to be doing more on YouTube. So please, if you are on YouTube, if you've got the app or you watch it on your computer or whatever, do please subscribe to Lizelle Wellbeing YouTube channel, because there's so much going on there, both at the moment and in the future. Well, talking of the future, our brand new magazine edition launched this week and we have a very special subscriber offer. If you're interested in subscribing, we will be coming out of retail. This is going to be the last issue that we produce that goes into retail. We've had so many problems with shops and retail and distribution that we decided this was time to become subscription only and also reduce waste. One of the big, big things, and I'm going to be talking a lot about waste next week, but when you are producing a magazine, is you have to print maybe three times as many copies as you know you're going to sell, because the shops insist on having such huge supplies kept in their stock rooms, which never see the light of day, which then end up being pulped. And it's not sustainable for a small business, and it's very wasteful. And I've always felt very uncomfortable with it. So I've decided to draw a line under retail sales and become subscription only. So that means that after the end of August, the only way to get your copy of Lizard Wellbeing magazine will be as a subscriber. And we'll still print it and we'll pop it in the post to you with free P&P. So it's actually a good deal. And we do have an even better deal at the moment, where if you subscribe, you get 6 issues for the price of 5. So you get one free, plus you get your free UK P&P. And then right now we also have, thanks to friends at Neil's Yard, a free £10 gift voucher to spend on whatever you like with them online, which is great. A lovely gift. Thank you very much, Neil's Yard, for your support. And I so look forward to chatting again next time. There's so much to talk about, as always. Or if you'd like, you can see me tomorrow. Do come and join me. I'll be on Instagram and Facebook from 12:30 if you're listening in real time. But even if you're not, you can always look at catch up. So until then, go well. Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.